We've all heard of self-driving cars. How about self-driving trucks? Yeesh, Steven Spielberg's 1971 film Duel, with actor Dennis Weaver stalked by a fuel truck and perhaps some sort of faceless, mysterious driver comes to mind. But Daimler's Freightliner Truck Division got approval this week to test a self-driving truck in Nevada. Let's hear more from CNN's Maggie Lake. Maggie, it just seems like so much more can go wrong if this doesn't work with a truck as opposed to a car. Explain how it would work.
You're absolutely right, Robin. That's what we were thinking of in Transformers. I mean, these are big, heavy vehicles. They're scary enough when you're on the road. But the idea here is that these initial licenses are for vehicles that are going to be traveling on these long stretches of highways in very deserted areas, not populated. Think of those big stretches in the Nevada desert.
Yeah, Nevada.
As opposed to sort of urban areas where the dialogue with cars are. And importantly, they're self-driving, but they're not driverless. There will be human drivers in the cab as a sort of safety backup. It's just that this computer system, what they call highway pilot system, that talks to radars and cameras, is going to be the one actually doing the driving for these periods. But there will be a driver there as well.
Yeah, and you spoke with Wolfgang Bernhard, who's head of Daimler Truck and Buses, and he reiterated that these will be best for interstates and big highways.
This is where autonomous vehicle will be seen first. Before you see cars in crowded urban areas, you will see autonomously driving trucks in the interstates across the nation.
And I'm sure, you know, people still have questions. But first of all, what is the bigger picture here? Are there pressures on these companies to want to use self-driving trucks?
There are, and on the industry at whole. And one of the main reasons is safety. Bernhard said that, you know, according to when you look at the research, 90% of truck accidents are a result of driver fatigue or distraction. Once you get into a situation where these systems are in place, they're always on, they're online, and they believe that this can really decrease the number of truck crashes. They're also talking about fuel consumption. The difference between a good driver, not so good driver, he says, is about 20% difference in fuel consumption. And even uniform traffic, basically trying to take the human error out of driving, make it all seamless, and take away some of these risks that are now not only dogging the industry, but, you know, if you're on a road with a truck at all, it's an issue they're trying to resolve.
So, you know, less driver fatigue, maybe, if the driver doesn't have to, you know, be that alert. Drivers, we understand, driving in platoons, tightly packed lines of automated trucks.
Yes, exactly. That's what they're saying. And I think this is where people get concerned, right? What does that actually mean in real life? I think on paper it looks great, but are they going to be more distracted if they're not actually driving? Is it going to really take away some of those concerns? What does it mean for other drivers on the road? And you know what's really interesting, Robin? When we were doing this on air today, we were getting tweets in from viewers saying they're really concerned about cyber attacks. One of them saying makes a prime target for hackers and for terrorists. So there are a lot of concerns out there. This is, I think, why you're in a test stage. You're seeing these licenses being given out, only for certain circumstances in these kind of more isolated places to get a sense of what it looks like in reality when you are interacting with other human beings,
right,
where there is human error.
And then, you know, it's whether or not truck drivers want to hand a 80,000-pound vehicle over to a computer. These will all be
exactly
the questions. CNN's Maggie Lake, thank you for raising them.
Thank you, Robin.